This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh boy, it's a lot more peaceful to listen to that. To the rain. That'll calm your blood pressure out there. That'll lower the tension. Friend, is it any wonder lightning's right? But I can't spend time listening to country music right now. We got too much news to cover. Ladies and gentlemen, we go back in time. We go 12 years back in time to a classic Alex Jones clip warning you. Now you've seen them, the carbon lockdowns are coming.
Globalist on record. And I had Mark Moreno on yesterday reading the quotes out of the New York Times. Said, yes, we want to shut the economy down. We want to reduce the economy to have a lower carbon footprint. No, they want to shut off the economy to bankrupt you and force you onto government subsidy so they control you. It's called serfdom. But Boehner has come out in business and media newspaper and said, Obama and Congress intentionally spending to force value-added tax. There's also a New Hampshire senator, Judd Gregg, is also saying the same thing, that they want to bankrupt the economy to force a total takeover of society. So we're actually getting honesty now.
So, you know what's amazing, and it's just so obvious to you, it's so obvious to me, it's so obvious to anybody that can think and has any foresight whatsoever, what the stop man-made climate change agenda is really about. It's right there in the first word, stop man. Man, that's what it's really about. What do you think happens when they shut off the energy? What do you think happens when they shut down the infrastructure? You die. Honey, you go poor, you starve, you die. How do you not see that? That's the point. And so this is the Great Reset. It's hit the reset button on the world. They don't care about the infrastructure. They don't care about the people. They would much rather, what, it's like 8 billion people on the earth. They would much rather have 8 billion people die. Whatever happens, the infrastructure happens. They'll rebuild what they want, what they don't want. They'll have robots doing it all, led by AI. This is the new technotronic age that the globalists believe that they're about to launch. And you won't be here. You will be dead. Because you're the man in man-made climate change that they want to end. And they tell you this. And people still don't get it. But you know what? People do get it. This audience gets it. And the problem is, this audience needs to be 500 times as big as it is. But that's why they have us censored. That's why they try to shut us down. Because they know, not that InfoWars is perfect, not that we're always right, but we see, we have the foresight. We have the prophecy. We can see the future. I don't know why you can too. I don't know why others can't. That's why they have to have a shutdown. Because people know they get this information, they connect the dots, they see the future, and then they can spread that information onward. And so that's why we have to be shut down. And that's why you see the lawsuits. Same thing with Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon gets the vision. Steve Bannon sees the future. So what did they do to Steve Bannon today? 4 months in jail for contempt of a sham committee. How much worse is it going to get in this country? Folks, you need to be praying and begging to God, whether you believe in God or not. I mean, there's no atheists in the trenches, as they say. There's no atheists in the foxhole. There's a reason. Because when you're up against that dire moment, when you're up against that, your back is against that wall of life or death, something inside of you begs. Something inside of you reaches out for a higher power to save you. And if you don't have that feeling right now with where this country is going, then you've been completely fluoridated out of any true human emotion. You've been completely brainwashed and dumbed down into seeing that you are being treated as a slave and marked for death. And whether you believe in the Bible or not, they're trying to fulfill the biblical prophecy. Whether you believe in God or not, if you don't have that urge, if you don't have that sense of urgency, that sense of desperation to beg God, to beg a higher power, to beg maybe something you don't fully understand or believe in for some relief. But I got to tell you, from where I'm standing right here, I think we are in for two more years of absolute hell under the Joe Biden administration. We need a miracle in the midterms in 18 days. If Republicans don't tank Congress, folks, batten down the hatches.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, back in stock, it's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
I gotta tell you, I'm just so overwhelmed and emotional right now, I can barely even cover the news, and part of me wants to open up the phone lines, but I need to cover this news. Nobody else covers the news like we do here. I've got Mike Adams coming up. I've got more flashbacks from Alex Jones predicting the future. So let me just try to put the blinders on emotionally, politically, and just bear down and cover this news as much as I can bear here for our guest. So again, Steve Bannon sentenced to 4 months in jail for contempt of the January 6th committee. Total sham, total BS, total political persecution. January 6th, political prisoner Pete Schwarz calls Gateway Pundit from his prison block. You won't believe how corrupt the DOJ is screwing with this man. Yeah, the story of what the FBI did to him and his wife is unbelievable. I'm just, folks, you're now, this is the most corrupt America's ever been. No doubt America's probably been through harder times, I would say. The Great Depression, World War I, World War II, maybe. America's been through tougher times than this, but we've never had corruption like this. And we are really yet to see the fruits of what this corruption is breeding. And it's all really coming out of the Democrat Party at this point and the Biden administration and the clown world being run by the globalists. But, that's the big story. It's like, warning, 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 sound the alarm, ring the alarm bell. Like, put up, light the lighthouse, scream at the top of the mountain. This is the most corrupt America's ever been. You're screwed if we don't do something about it. If Democrats get Congress, we're done. It's over. 2 years of hell, guaranteed. Forget about an election in 2024, folks. I'm telling you, the country will collapse. We'll beg for the country to collapse at that point. And that's what the globalists want. Biden gets lost on stage, speaks complete gibberish. Here, you want to hear that? Here, you guys want to hear from the president, Joe Biden? See if you guys can make any sense of Joe Biden here in clip 8.
Tim Ryan in Ohio said he doesn't want you there. Warnock said wouldn't say. Do you think they're making a mistake?
No, there are 16 there I've already gone in for yet, and a lot more is asked. Another 20 or so. I'm going to be doing it.
Okay, there's your president. Can't even talk. Can't even talk. God, you liberals, you Democrats, why do you lie to yourselves like this? Do you have a death wish? Are you suicidal? Actually, the answer is yes. I got liberal activists talking about how they're suicidal today. I'll cover that later. I mean, should I cover it right now? Big liberal activist talking about how she's suicidal and how one-fourth of LGBTQ activists are suicidal and they blame Republicans for it? I'm not even kidding you. It's all right here. Olivia Giuliani, you probably heard her. 1 in 4 LGBTQ teens attempt suicide in the beginning of last year. And then she says this is what anti-LGBTQ legislation does. She says she's thought about suicide herself. You have a mental problem. You. Stop blaming others for your mental problems. Stop blaming the rest of the country for your problems. Stop trying to make the world and the country in your image. You're suicidal. You've got mental problems. That's your problem. That's your issue, not ours. And then the CDC says 1 in 4 LGBTQ teens attempt suicide. And so now we have to rewrite laws and we have to rewrite the school system and rewrite television and media so that we can make sure that the little snowflakes don't kill themselves. All right. Let me get back to the news. I'm just a disaster today. I should just open up the phone lines. Biden could refill. I want to go back in time to just show you what a joke Joe Biden is. So Biden begs OPEC to pump more oil. They don't do it. So he drains our strategic oil reserves. Now, just a few years ago, when oil was down, when Trump was in office, Republicans tried to spend $3 billion to resupply and overload the strategic oil reserves when oil was at $24 a barrel. That didn't happen because Democrats voted against it. So Republicans tried to increase the petroleum emergency reserve by purchasing $3 billion worth at $24 a barrel. Now I think it's like $100 a barrel. And Joe Biden is so stupid, he drains our oil reserves again. Then he announces to the public, because he's asked, well, what are you going to do? You've drained the strategic oil reserves. He says, when oil hits $80 a barrel again, I'll replenish the oil reserves. Wow. So you rejected it when we were going to buy it at $24 a barrel. Then you go out and tell the rest of the world you're going to buy it $80 a barrel so that Russia and China and the rest of the world, when it hits $80 a barrel, they're going to buy it all up. Unbelievable. And by the way, it's not coming down to $80 a barrel anytime soon. Remember, they said Elon Musk could solve world hunger with $6 billion. The Democrats have sent $100 billion to Ukraine. We got stabbed in the back by Amy Coney Barrett again. Judge dismisses attempt by Missouri judge and other states to block Biden's student debt forgiveness program. Amy Coney Barrett, Missouri federal judge, rejects challenge to Biden's student debt relief. So, oh, and by the way, nobody's got it yet. This is them just trying to buy votes ahead of the midterms. Nobody's got any student debt relief. Just Democrats buying votes. It's like what they're doing with draining the strategic oil reserves, just trying to buy votes. That's an emergency for the country, not when your poll numbers are shrinking. And so they're just going to take your tax dollars, raise your taxes, and give it to people that don't want to pay their loans. It's unbelievable. Just completely unbelievable is what it is. So now you have Laura Logan. Newsmax cuts ties with Laura Logan after she said world leaders dine on the blood of children. They do, and their souls, actually. Newsmax bans Laura Logan after she goes full QAnon. That's what the Daily Beast says. Well, here, you can listen to it for yourself in clip 10. Here's what got Laura Logan banned from Newsmax.
You know what? It's even bigger than that. Because, I spoke to a man who was actually holding the documents in his hand. He told me about it, right? He said he was, he infiltrated the global cabal at the UN level, right? And one of the things that he was able to tell me about from his own personal experience, what he witnessed himself, was these documents that show that the plan, there is a plan, and this was several years ago, right? The plan was to infiltrate 100 million illegal immigrants. And at that point, they were already at 40 million. And these people would dilute what they called the pool of patriots. Those were their words, right? And they would not be taught that America is a great country and trained to sing the national anthem with pride and so on and so on. They would be taught all the negative things that we're taught about the U.S. today that our own children are taught. And what would be the effect of diluting the pool of patriots? Well, it would be to break down this sense of pride in being American and what it means to be American.
So that's actually a different clip, but it's the same segment. I got the other clip. I'll play it on the other side. But everything she said there is accurate. And I've got proof of that with this interview of Berkeley students. Listen, everything Laura Logan just said is proven correct in this short clip of Berkeley UC Berkeley students being interviewed in clip four.
Do you love America?
The part of America that I really enjoy, like the Black Lives Matter protests and stuff like that. What I don't enjoy is like the homophobia and the racism and just like the rich eating the poor and like just making it so difficult to live here.
How do you think we can combat against those issues?
It just really starts with like the older generation as well. They also have to try to like change their mindset because their mindset is also affecting us.
Colleges and universities are putting out the dumbest people you've ever seen in your life. And that's what they really believe. They really think America is a bad place. They really think America is racist. They really think the rich are to blame for all their problems. Who do you think is going to give you a job, you idiot? I don't know if I can do the news. I really don't. I may just have to open up the phone lines. Maybe we'll play the Laura Logan clip. I mean, I got huge news here. I mean, I should be covering the news. New vaccine news. Right after the CDC voted to make the COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for children, Pfizer hiked the vaccine price to $130 per dose. We are just getting raped by these warmongers.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's called the Great Reset, tough guy. It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and the universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. I've got articles everywhere, their press releases saying it. And the crew asked me during the break, they go, are you all right? You really seem upset. Are you feeling okay? Well, they're about to have nuclear war. I mean, they're going to starve a couple hundred million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah. But this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
You understand, like, I like you, right? Like, I like your children and dad. People are already starving to death, like hundreds of millions right now. Well, you never see it on the news.
They're dying right now.
They're in their freaking houses, starving to death, begging for God to help them, and no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything. And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it. God needs us to do it because God's not free will.
Once again, not for the first time, what had seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really, I told you last night, I said, what's wrong with you? You're like, really, I'm freaked out. I'm like, yeah, I'm really freaked out. I'm really freaked out. I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. And we're going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, I mean, we won't be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
This is the Alex Jones Show, the legendary.
Who is the most banned news network in the world?
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
And so, you know, I think
Infowars.
I think what's happening today and why I'm just kind of a mess on air, it's not because I did 6 hours yesterday and I'm just burnt out. No, I could do that every day. I think what's happening is you and the audience and just the average American that may not tune in, we're really starting to feel the pressure. And we're really starting to see how desperate things are and how bad things are. And it's worse than we can even imagine. And I think the pressure is that people look at InfoWars and they look up to InfoWars thinking that, you know, I mean, folks, they're trying to destroy us. Like, you understand, they're trying to destroy us. They're trying to destroy Alex Jones. They're trying to destroy me. Like, I don't know. So here's what I'm going to do. I can't even really host the show, so I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm too overwhelmed with it all. The number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Just your calls on anything, just whatever you want to talk about. Joe Biden and the Democrats not wanting to replenish the strategic oil reserves at $24 a barrel, and now they're emptying them to save their hopes at the midterms. What do you think is going to happen at the midterms? Pfizer raising the price of the vaccine after yesterday, the CDC making it mandatory for children, then Pfizer raises the price. A new poll, nearly 80% of American voters oppose transgender procedures on minors. Okay, so where should we send the other 20% that think that's a good thing? It's just absolutely nuts. It's just totally nuts. And so we got Mike Adams coming up in the third hour and the fourth hour with big news. We've got Pete Santilli hosting the War Room today with huge exclusive news you're not going to see anywhere else. But I can't focus and cover the news today because it's just It's riffraff to me. It's cannon fodder to me. You know what's going on. I know what's going on. And this country's been marked for destruction. And it breaks your heart. It's just soul-crushing to see your fellow brother, your fellow American, cheering on their own destruction and dragging you down with them. So we have the Laura Logan clip. This is the clip that got her banned from Newsmax. You tell me if Laura Logan is lying here. Here it is.
But you know what? It's even bigger than that. Because, I spoke to a man who was actually holding the documents in his hand. He told me
about it.
Is this
the same clip, guys?
He said he was...
You know what? Pull it out. I'm done. I don't want it. Never mind. You guys can go find the Laura Logan clip. It's no big deal. All right. Let's go to clip six. Now, remember, this gentleman, David Attenborough, was nominated to get a Nobel Peace Prize. He's a voiceover professional. He does voiceovers is what he does. And so I saw it and I said, why is David Attenborough on the list to receive the Nobel Peace Prize? Well, he just released this video and it answered the question. Why is David Attenborough nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize? Here's why right here.
In the last 150 years, the world has warmed on average by just over 1 degree Celsius. And our atmosphere now contains concentrations of carbon dioxide that have not been equaled for millions of years.
Another lie.
We are today perilously close to tipping points.
Oh, yeah, he's had a lot of boosters. You can tell. The boosters didn't do him well.
Will send global temperatures spiraling catastrophically higher. If we continue on our current path, we will face the collapse of everything.
They've said this for 50 years. They've been telling us this 50 years.
Food production, access to fresh water, habitable
ambient temperature. The globalists are doing all this to you. Not the weather, the globalists.
And ocean food chains. And if the natural world can no longer support the most basic of our needs, then much of the rest of civilization will quickly break down. Please make no mistake. Climate change is the biggest threat to security of modern humans.
So, all right, that's good. So you can see he can't even move his face. He's gotten a couple boosters. They've destroyed his face. He can barely even open his eyes. But he did the global warming video, so now he gets nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. You want to know what's coming to the White House? Joe Biden has just invited one of the biggest trans activists to the White House, and here he is bragging about it in clip 9.
It's day 222 of being a girl. I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to the White House to speak to the President of the United States. You know that phrase, I fear I may have girl bossed too close to the sun? Well, that's how I feel today, because I get to sit down with Joe Biden and now this news, and I get to ask him a few questions surrounding trans issues in the United States and talk to him about my transness, and I really just want to...
Okay, that's good. Go ahead and pull it down. You get the point. It's a total clown show. Listen to what Joe Biden lied about yesterday, calling Republicans socialists. This is amazing in clip 5.
I didn't know there were that many socialist Republicans. Republicans call Biden infrastructure program socialist. And it goes through all of Republicans, the most conservative Republicans, and call it socialism. A guy named Paul Gosar. He's written 3 separate letters.
So here's what it is. So the Republicans voted against the infrastructure bill because it had billions of dollars in it that had nothing to do with infrastructure. And he says, oh, I get requests from Republicans to build infrastructure in their cities because that's money for infrastructure. The infrastructure bill had money for trans things and vaccine crap and masks. And that's not infrastructure. That's socialism. And then they say, hey, can we build a bridge? And Biden says that's socialism. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The lies. Your call.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, before I go to your phone calls, I want to mention something really quick. So, ABC News is reporting that an Arizona Dropbox has what they're claiming is voter intimidation, because I guess somebody went to a voting Dropbox in Mesa, Arizona, 4 or 5 times, and so the Dropbox watcher went out and confronted them, and now they're saying, look, this is voter intimidation. Look, Republicans are doing voter intimidation. So, folks, let me just say, I believe, I don't know this case, but this could easily be a setup where Democrats pretend they're Dropbox watching, and then a Democrat goes to drop their ballot off, and then they get into a fake little harassment, and then they say, see, Republicans are doing voter intimidation at the drop boxes, and then they make it illegal to monitor the drop boxes. So if you are out there doing Dropbox monitoring, do not confront these people. That's a trap. Document it, videotape it, do everything that's legal. Do not confront them. That's what they want. Because the moment you confront them, then they're going to claim that you're doing voter intimidation and they're going to shut down the whole operation. So I don't know if this was two Democrats doing a false flag to reach that agenda, but I would not be surprised if that's what they wanted anyway or planning to do. So if you are watching the drop boxes, do not confront these people. Do not. Record it, videotape it, do everything you're supposed to do, but the minute you confront them, you're giving them exactly what they want, and then they're going to make poll watching and Dropbox watching illegal, which is really what the Democrats want because that's how they plan on cheating. So I wanted to mention that real quick. Now, again, folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how everything we do here is possible. And, I mean, folks, it's just crazy. We want to stay on air. That's the plan. They keep claiming we have all this money. We don't. So, I mean, Alex Jones could just shut it down and he could just say, okay, fine. You want to try to get $1 billion out of me? You're not going to do it. It doesn't exist. But they don't want the money. I mean, the plaintiffs might want the money. I don't know. The lawyers might want the money. But the real goal is to shut this place down. If you want InfoWars to stay on air, go get Alex's new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get your autographed copy at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get yourself a great supplement. Most people are iodine deficient. You can get Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine right now on sale. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. The DNA Force Plus, 50% off. It's all 50% off. We still have some T-shirts available that are now all limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com. So that's what it comes down to. And whenever Alex Jones returns from this break, you know, if he sees that the coffers are empty and there's no money and people aren't supporting, I don't know what that's going to do to his psyche. So let's give a big round of support right now to InfoWars by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and getting a great supplement that is important for your health and your immune system as we head into the colder weather, like vitamin D3 gummies, great for children as well. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen? Yeah, man, nothing really specific just to talk about other than my observation out here. When I'm talking to people, waking them up, I'm at the point where I just go, what do you need to see to wake up? What has to happen to wake up? I mean, like you said, covering the news, I mean, it just gets monotonous over time, but there's a million things I can point out. And then they'll point out one little thing in that millions strings of fabric that maybe doesn't make sense, and then they just go against it. So I think it's just cognitive dissonance that it's worse. And
no, it really is. It's reaching a level of – it can't even be explained, I would say. It really can't even be explained. That's why I'm going to odd places to try to make sense of it all. Are these people even human? Are they aliens? Are they NPCs in some sort of weird simulation we're in? I mean, are they under MK Ultra? Do they really just hate everything, hate life that much? They enjoy lying to themselves, lying to everyone else around them 24/7? It's crazy. I mean, that's my whole goal is to inform people that want to be informed with the news every day. And then using the news every day for those that don't understand what's going on so that they can see what's going on. But like you said, at this point, if you don't see what's going on, what is it going to take? You're going to end up in a gulag. You're going to die from the vaccine. You're going to be poor and starving on the street. So, I mean, I guess that's what it's going to take. I'm afraid, Mike, that is what it's going to take now.
Well, Owen, look at that. For example, like Event 201, for an example, I'll show somebody their own website. John Hopkins, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, World Economic Forum, they put on that event. They made that website. The information is on the website of exactly the plan for COVID and the vaccine, the whole thing, but way before it even happened. It's right there. One of us didn't make that site. They made it.
It's insane. Yeah, I believe me, Mike, that's why today I just can't even really, I can't even host a show because, I mean, we almost have reached this point where, I mean, I've almost intellectually reached this point. And look, I could change. My emotions change. Everybody's emotional here. But, I mean, right now I'm at the point where I just look at the future and I just say, either you get it or you don't. And the only way people are going to get it now is if in the next 2 years this country just completely collapses. Gas prices $10, $15 a gallon. Grocery bills going up 500%. Energy bills going up 1,000%. You won't be able to afford to heat or cool your home. I mean, that's where this is all going. I mean, it's like, you think it's bad now? Imagine two more years of Joe Biden in the White House plus a more radicalized Democrat Congress. Like, it's going to be bad. Mike, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Chelsea in Florida. Chelsea, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
What up, Owen? Alpha Gang? How are ya?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I just want to invite the nation to a 14-day prayer, Proclamation for America. My church, Hagee Ministries, is doing it. I'm an online member because I'm here in Florida. It's October 26th to November 8th. You can go to jhm.org, sign up for their emails, and they're going to be sending out the download, which is 14-day prayer. And if the nation can come together, you know, Chronicles or 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that the Lord will forgive our land. So I just want to throw that out there to everybody that's feeling down. We got that coming up again. It's October 26th to November 8th.
And that's right, the 2 weeks before the midterm. That's what we need. And that's the point. It's just like, there's no, I don't think there's any human intervention that can save us from what's coming. Only God's intervention at this point.
Amen to that. And he is good. I hope you enjoy it. You can go out this beautiful day and enjoy it. Maybe work out. I've been on diet for 3 months, down 30 pounds. So,
well, good for you. You sound great. That's awesome. I'm so glad that the products at InfoWarsStore.com work for you as they do everyone else. Thank you so much for that call. By the way, you know, there's really no time off here. Tomorrow, we're going to be out in the InfoWars truck. So be on the lookout for that. I'm going to do a live stream on my Getter account. We'll post the HD video to band.video. But we're going to go out in the armored truck tomorrow. It could be one of the last times we have to go out in it. We're probably going to have to sell it to pay some bills. So be on the lookout for that. Let's go to Joe calling in. He's in the USA. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen?
Hi.
All right, so I brought this up on the Chris Salcedo radio show, and he just totally snubbed it off. I think there should be a law that if you hold any sort of government clearance, that, you know, husband and wife should be made to testify against each other. They shouldn't have that immunity because basically...
Are you talking about with stocks? Clinton,
what's that?
What are you talking about? With stocks or what?
No, I'm just saying, like, in general, like if you hold, like, government clearance in the government, right, especially high-level government clearance, that spouses, they shouldn't be allowed to have immunity from testifying against each other. Because to me, marriage is the glue that's holding all the corruption together in Washington, D.C. Because I'll read this real quick. Spousal privilege specifically protects the marital relationship. It gives one spouse the privilege to refuse to testify against the other without legal ramifications in order to protect the marital relationship from the harm that would come of one spouse.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe. I'll tell you what. I don't... Boy, that's... Because you're right. You're right. All the intertwining marriages protects all these people in D.C. You're 100% right about that. But boy, oh boy, you're talking...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Taking your phone calls. Remember, folks, shop at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to keep us on the air. Simple as that. All right, let's go back to the phone lines now. Let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
All right. Thanks for calling.
I started reading the Bible a few months ago. I'm about halfway through, but something that really caught my attention, it's so relevant to what's happening today, and it's real simple. It's I'm up to about Proverbs chapter 25, but they specifically mention liars versus truth tellers. They call them sluggards, or like lazy people, and then they specifically mention schemers, which are liars. So the schemers and the liars are meant to cause chaos with their words, which is what you see everywhere. Everywhere you look in the media and all the people that have control of the news networks, et cetera. Then you have the truth tellers. They're not loud and obnoxious. They speak softly, and their truth causes peace. So God celebrates those who rebuke the liars. So what I'm thinking is, obviously, InfoWars, you guys are on the good side. You're doing what needs to be done just simply by speaking the truth. But then you look at the evildoers who are spreading all the lies, they're not only lying to cause chaos, but they're actively going after the truth tellers and calling them liars. So the people at the top are truly the evil ones, but the ones who just believe the lies are misled. So not like my neighbor, for example, good guy. He's got, you know, he's got his Biden sign out there. It drives me nuts. I don't think he's truly evil, but I think he's just misled because he's believing the garbage that he's hearing. So the question is, they're going after you because of everything you guys always say. You got a growing following and more people are learning the truth and the liars are all being exposed. And that's their biggest fear. So how do we go on the aggressive to spread the truth even further? You know, what does that look like? Is it having conversations with everyone you run into? What does it look like when you can change someone's mind and open their eyes up to the truth? You know, and I think we just have to keep on fighting the good fight. And I think I'm hopeful because I know that there's more of us than them. You just don't see it because we're not boasting about it because we know we've become a target. But I know
any anecdotal evidence of the realization of that is not going to be provided to us. I mean, we can point things out, like look at the ratings on TV shows or look at where the audience is or look at Trump rallies, 50,000 people at a Trump rally, a Biden rally, 50 people. So, I mean, there's certain things we can look at that prove. But here's what I've learned through time, and I'll relate this back to your neighbor. And thank you for the call, Dave. People, it's very, very rare, very, very rare that you can actually change someone's mind in a conversation like that or bring up, you know, in a debate like that, just on the streets or at the supermarket or with your neighbor. It's very rare. It's almost impossible even. Now, the only way for people to realize the truth is to realize it for themselves. That was the case with me. That's probably the case with most people in this audience. Now, there's times where you can kind of inject something or you can throw them a bone or kind of leave a breadcrumb trail that might lead them to the truth, but they always have to discover it for themselves. The only time they might be able to have a mind change is when you see an actual political debate. That's why political debates are so important. That's why the Democrats don't want to do them anymore. Like the debate I played earlier at the walkaway debate with Shamika Michelle. That's powerful. That can change people's minds. But just a conversation, it's almost impossible to change someone's minds. You can try to lead them to water, but you can't force them to drink, type of a thing. Now, I want to relate that to the development I mentioned earlier. Now, Elon Musk has said he's going to cut 75% of Twitter's workforce once he gets there. That's a good start. I think the Democrats are going to make sure he can't get on there till after the midterms, because here's what I'm seeing. Every fourth tweet now, if you get on Twitter, you're probably seeing the same thing. Every fourth tweet is Democrat Party propaganda. And by the way, Joe Biden just invited all of his Twitter propagandists to the White House today. You've got about 30 Democrat paid for Twitter propagandists at the White House today. So they're doing it big. And Roger Stone was right all along, and it's too bad the Republican Party didn't listen to him. It's too bad Donald Trump didn't listen to him, because he was right. Because if you're neutral, and it's the same thing with the mainstream media, television, Twitter, wherever you go, it's all the mainstream media, overwhelmed with Democrat Party propaganda, overwhelmed with liberal propaganda. So you talk about your neighbor. He doesn't know any better. He's got the Biden sign. He doesn't know any better. Well, why? Because he turns on the TV, local news, late night talk show, mainstream news, and all he sees is Republicans bad, Democrats good, to put it simply. Same thing when you log on to Twitter. And so this is going to crush Republicans, folks. The internet censorship and the fake news media is going to crush Republicans, I'm afraid, in this midterm. And because they've never been able to do anything about it, it's going to crush them. And Roger Stone was right. The internet censorship is going to crush Republicans. I think this midterm election is going to be the most consequential when that is concerned. Because even before, with the Hunter Biden laptop and that censorship, it's one thing to censor the truth. It's a whole nother thing to censor the truth and then pile on your propaganda on top of it. And we're seeing that more than ever right now. So to the unassuming, ignorant, apolitical American, all they see is pro-Democrat Party propaganda, anti-Republican Party propaganda, and they end up going to vote Democrat. And so that's a serious problem. You're right. Your neighbor's probably not evil. He's been propagandized. And It just goes on every day, and Barack Obama made it legal. And now you have all the Twitter propagandists that the Democrats pay for at the White House today. All right, let's go to Bob in New York City. Bob, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, start with a prayer for you and blue light to protect us all. Thank you so much for being a co-host. Big deal.
Thank you.
If you want to know where I've been for the last year, essentially, it's from a phone call from Alex Jones' show on December 2nd, talking about our sit-ins in New York and battling good and evil, really. That's what we're doing here in New York. So if you want to know the work of the Archangel Michael in New York City, go to Austere Scholar on Rumble, and you'll see video after video. We went viral yesterday because that's my group of people that go to confront people, and we went to AOC herself and just embarrassed her.
Anyway, yeah, she's getting protested every time. And I, you know, I kind of, in a way, I mean, obviously I don't like AOC's politics, but I, in a way, I kind of, she is probably, or she's mostly, I mean, she goes out there and deals with the people. She actually sits there and goes face to face with the protesters. I kind of respect that in a way, but she's getting protested at her own events now every time by liberals.
Yeah, well, half the room was not liberal, let me tell you about that. See, we do stuff like that. See, there's about 250 people who have been battling the mandate since 2020, hardcore people. The unfortunate thing is that it's sort of flattened out. And, you know, we get thousands of Instagram growth, but, that, you know, when we have an event like we have one tomorrow, the south tip of City Hall in Manhattan, on the Broadway side, you can't miss it, but there's always only going to be 250, maybe 1,000 people, maybe 1,500. I mean, we need a million people out there if this is the largest city in the world, right? I need all the info warriors to come out to the southern tip of Broadway tomorrow. Conservatives, Trumpers, anybody who hates Eric Adams, anybody who hates the mask, anybody who hates the vaccine that they were forced to take, the second one that they were forced to take, especially the third, the boosters that are unnecessary. Yes, we're anti-vax and because this is poison, this is killing, this is genocide, and we scream it to the truth, and that's what we do. And my group is the one that does the sit-ins, and we go and hit up different drag queen story hours, and so we need eyeballs. We need info warriors who are out there with cameras rolling because Antifa's is the black part. That's
so,
black
so look, hey, hey, I'm running short on time on this segment. You're saying specifically you're having an event in New York tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is put on by other people, and so it'll be about 1,000. But this convergence of a lot of things.
But what are the details? So the audience that's in New York, we have a huge New York audience. What are the details so they can get involved?
It's called, you know, DVS7 is the rapper who's putting it on. DVS 7.0. You find out, and then it's New York Freedom Rally. It's not really. It's like a lot of just putting a spotlight on cockroaches. And we're pouncing on Eric Adams. Project Veritas has just pounced on Eric Adams. We got to strike while the iron is hot.
So, but where is the event and what time tomorrow?
Southern tip of City Hall Park. It's Broadway. Broadway and Park Row. If New York doesn't know where City Hall is,
what time are you getting there?
It is noon. They're marching across the Brooklyn Bridge.
All right, there you go. All right, Bob, thank you. Folks, look, I've got to go handle some business. I'll be back in the next hour. I got to go take care of some business real quick. Mike Adams is about to come in, host the first five. He's going to be with me taking phone calls for the rest of this hour. And then he's going to host the fourth hour with Big Breaking News ahead of Pete Santilli on the War Room with Big Breaking Exclusive News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.